Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, June 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. We'll hear from Colonel Chip Roberts of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office a bit later on in our program, but for now, here's your local news. In observation of Independence Day, many city and county offices will be closed Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th. Bowling Green residents will have Tuesday garbage collection on Monday next week, and the Hardy County Public Library will be closed, and Monday's Minecraft programming has been canceled. And Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, along with Highlands County Sheriff Paul Blackman, briefed the media at 8:30 a.m. this morning at the scene of a deputy-involved shooting in Frostproof. The suspect is deceased. The scene is located at T.S. Wilson Road at South Scenic Highway, U.S. 17, in Frostproof. The 10th Judicial Circuit Officer-Involved Deadly Incident Task Force has been activated. Your local events, the wait is almost over. Red, White, and Boom kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. featuring a rock wall, water slides, food, games, a cornhole tournament, a kids' zone with all-day play for just $10, and vendors. Enjoy free parking and admission. It all happens at Pioneer Park, and fireworks kick off at 9 p.m. For more information, head to visithardy.com. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office wants to remind you that parking is not allowed along the roadway or on any private property. Get your tickets to the hottest event in Bowling Green. It's Boots and Pearls, a country dinner and social, happening September 23rd from 6 p.m. until the cows come home. Featuring dancing, a silent auction, country dinner, a hat and buckle contest, plus live music from Nashville recording artist Shane Owens and Hardy local Dylan Crawford. Tickets are $50 per seat or $90 for a couple. To purchase, call Pam at City Hall, 863-375-2255, or email citymanager@bowlinggreenflorida.org. And our fourth annual Hardy County First Responders Appreciation Day takes place Friday, August 4th at Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. If you're interested in donating prizes or being a part of this event, please call or text 863-450-7569 or email timothystatonsafety@gmail.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, FAR Inspections is hiring a mortgage field services inspector. Reliable transportation, a valid driver's license, and a working smartphone are required. Driveline is hiring a master merchandiser. Reliable transportation, a working smartphone, and a flexible schedule, including weekends, are required. And Elcob Construction is hiring an office manager assistant. Computer proficiency and Microsoft Office experience and a high school diploma or GED are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
HardyMidday.com is your internet destination for area news, upcoming events, and so much more. Our new site combines the stories and events you'll hear on Hardy Midday, plus national happenings. Get an instant look at your weekly weather, plus live radar. Listen to past Hardy Midday shows, and you can even send us your events using our friendly message form. Write it down or make it a bookmark. www.HardyMidday.com. That's www.HardyMidday.com.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 90 degrees out, feels like 104. Mostly sunny skies with no predicted chance of rain. Your shade temperature 95 degrees. The maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds east northeast at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 15. Your air quality is fair. The dew point 73 degrees. Humidity is extremely humid at 56%. Your cloud cover 11%. 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County extended forecast for the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:54 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, sunny with highs in the mid-90s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny, isolated showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 90s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, mostly clear with isolated showers and storms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. And going into Sunday, sunny, numerous showers and scattered storms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the upper 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%, with heat index values up to 111. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with numerous showers and scattered storms in the evening, then mostly clear with isolated showers and storms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s with a 60% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first cases of southern corn rust for the 2023 growing season were discovered last Tuesday in Clinch and Grady counties along the Georgia-Florida line. University of Georgia Cooperative Extension experts are encouraging producers to be on the lookout for the fast-spreading disease in their corn crops. UGA professor Bob Kemmerate says June 21st is about 2 weeks later than we typically find it. Celebrating the 4th of July with a cookout will cost you significantly more than 2 years ago, although prices have fallen slightly from last year's record highs. Families will pay $67.73 to host an Independence Day cookout with 10 family members or friends based on the 2023 American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The grocery...
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn... an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North Georgia. George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Georgia Department of Ag regains status as law enforcement agency. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. On Monday, Georgia's Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper announced that the Department of Agriculture in the state had successfully regained its status as a law enforcement agency. Commissioner Harper tapped Harlan Provo, a 29-year law enforcement and emergency management veteran with experience across multiple state and local agencies, to serve as the department's new inspector general and director of the department's Law Enforcement and Emergency Management Division. The department has historically operated with law enforcement capacity. However, that division was disbanded in 2013 by the prior administration. So what does this mean now? According to a press release, restoring this law enforcement and emergency management division will enable them to better serve farmers, producers, and consumers across Georgia. Officers will assist local, state, and federal agencies with a wide range of investigations, from animal cruelty to labor and drug trafficking to agroterrorism, while also working to improve safety and security at the state farmers' markets. At the same time, they say it'll allow the department to respond more efficiently, effectively, and rapidly in the event of a natural disaster, severe weather event, or animal disease outbreak.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Dow and the S&P 500 advanced on Thursday as bank shares rallied after major lenders cleared the Federal Reserve's annual stress tests, while strong economic data stoked expectations of further interest rate hikes from the central bank. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week by the most in 20 months, the latest sign of the economy's resilience that could push the Federal Reserve to resume raising interest rates in July. The head of the union representing 340,000 UPS workers said a strike is imminent and gave the shipping giant a Friday deadline to improve its offer. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters walked away from negotiations Wednesday. The United States and China agreed to consider expanding commercial flights between the two countries to improve people-to-people contact. That's according to the top U.S. diplomat for East Asia. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We'll start with baseball and interleague play. And the Miami Marlins took a while for the offense to get going, but they earned a 2-0 win over the Red Sox last night.
Miami was no hit until Gene Segura's infield single off Brian Bello leading off the eighth inning. John Birdie broke up the scoreless tie with an RBI single later in the inning. Jazz Chisholm added a solo homer in the ninth as the Marlins completed a three-game sweep and ran their winning streak to five straight. The only downer for the Fish was Luis Arias going 0-for-3, dropping his major league leading average to .392.
Correspondent Danny Ferry. Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Rays over Arizona 6-1, Blue Jays 2, Giants 1. How about this? Astros 14. And the Cardinals, nothing. In the National League yesterday, the White Sox stopped the Angels 9-7. It was the Yankees 10, Oakland 4, and the Tigers beat Texas 8-5. This is SRN Sports. Four games in the National League yesterday. The Dodgers clubbed Colorado 14-3, Phillies 3, Cubs 1. It was the Brewers over the Mets 3-2, Pirates 5, and the Padres 4. NBA news, James Harden picked up his $35.5 million contract option for next season with the Philadelphia 76ers, but the two of them are parting ways. The franchise says it's exploring trades to move the veteran scorer to someplace he'd rather be. NFL news, the league has suspended three players indefinitely for violating the league's gambling policy, and a fourth will be sidelined for six games. Isaiah Rogers and Rashad Berry of the Indianapolis Colts and free agent Demetrius Taylor received indefinite suspensions through at least this season for betting on NFL games in 2022. League has also suspended Jacksonville Jaguars left tackle Cam Robinson for the first four games of the regular season for violating the league's policy on PEDs. This is SRN Sports.
And now here's Callie Huddleston in the studio with Colonel Chip Roberts from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office.
All right, thanks, Glenn. I'm here in Studio B with Colonel Chip Roberts with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Colonel Chip Roberts with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. And the other title that I have is the Undersheriff.
The Undersheriff. I like that. I like that. All right. So today you're coming in. We have a couple things we're going to discuss. Let's start with the fireworks this Saturday.
Okay. Good topic. So the fireworks event that we're going to have, or Visit Hardy, I think, is having down at Pioneer Park, you'll see an increased presence in law enforcement. But the main thing that we want to get across in terms of safety is, you know, obviously don't point firearms in the direction of other people.
Yes.
And just
don't
be
shoot
responsible.
Roman candles at your sister, correct?
Absolutely. Don't do that. Just be responsible. And just remember, there's three times that you're allowed to shoot fireworks off. And one is New Year's Eve. One is New Year's Day, and the other is 4th of July.
So if someone says they want to shoot them off the night before because they're off the next day, you're going to say no, correct?
We would encourage them not to,
Encourage them not to, gotcha. And I was telling you earlier before we started, I was looking on your Facebook page here, times to call the Sheriff's Department here. So yes, one would be if someone is injured by a firework, like we were just discussing.
Absolutely.
Your teenager caught the house on fire. That would definitely be a big one. But times you don't call is if your dog is scared of the fireworks.
Yes.
Or if your neighbors are yelling America outside.
You'll be surprised at the number of calls that we're going to receive on New Year's Eve and on 4th of July.
Right.
People shooting fireworks off, you know, late. And, you know, some will think it's gunfire. But
right.
Some will simply want us to go out and tell the neighbors, you know, to stop. And, you know, that's one of the occasions where they're allowed to.
Now, is there a specific time during the 4th of July that you like to kind of cut it off by? I know my neighbors like to shoot them off late into the night.
I don't know that there's a specific time, but I think what's reasonable would be 10 p.m.
Right, right. Okay. All right. So that's the fireworks, and that's going to be at Pioneer Park.
That's correct.
This Saturday. What is that, July 1st?
July 1st, yes.
July 1st. Gotcha. All right. And now the big one you come in for. A new law coming in. Permitless gun carry.
Yeah, that's a big one.
All right. So like I said, what is the Florida statute on that, the number for that?
So the statute is really designed by legislation to expand the right to open carry, or okay, concealed carry, rather, not to restrict it. So there's a difference between concealed carry versus open carry, and I'll touch on that in a minute.
Okay.
But the statute that that we're talking about today is 790.06, subsection 2. And there's a few subsections, A through F,
okay,
and then I, N, and then subsection 3 and 10. So it's,
wow,
it's quite large.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Now, I know a bunch of people around here, especially in Hardy County, do enjoy toting guns and stuff like that, and a bunch of them are law-abiding with the permit. How does this change from being permit to permitless? What is the big changes you're going to see?
Well, there are some eligibility requirements, but you're going to be allowed now to possess and carry a firearm, concealed firearm, without a permit. But one of the stipulations is that you have to carry your ID with you. And if you don't,
gotcha,
it's a $25 civil infraction.
Oh, wow.
But there are a lot of requirements, and I'll just touch on a couple. You have to be a resident and a citizen of the United States. You must be 21 years of age or older. Have not been committed under Chapter 397 of the Florida statutes for abusing a controlled substance, has not been issued an injunction that is currently in force and effect restraining the individual from committing acts of domestic violence or acts of repeat violence, and then finally is not prohibited from purchasing or possessing a firearm by any other provisions of Florida or federal law.
All right, so now tell me the difference. If someone already has a concealed weapons permit, how does this change when they go to purchasing a gun or going along with a permit?
So there's still the three-day waiting period. If you have a concealed weapons permit, you're not subject to those restrictions. You can walk in, purchase a handgun, and you can walk out the same day with that gun with the concealed weapons permit.
Okay.
But if you don't have one, you still have to wait the 3 days.
Gotcha. Now, what happens if someone calls you and says, oh, I think they have a gun? How would you go with that?
Well, that doesn't give law enforcement the right to detain someone. There's a couple of examples. For example, if you see a bulge on someone's waist, that doesn't give law enforcement the right to go and detain them. But there are occasions, and we're going to face this, when people, for example, if they bend over and all of a sudden their handgun is exposed, that still does not give us a right to detain them because that's still the premise of concealed carry, unless, of course, they're exhibiting the handgun in a manner that's angry or threatening or dangerous.
Right. So now with this permitless carry, how with a concealed permit, is it the exact same? Does it fall under the same categories, or is there any big changes coming with that?
There's really no big changes, with the exception of there's still locations that you can't carry it, of course.
Right.
And again, I can give you just a couple. You can't carry your gun inside any law enforcement agency, detention facility, prison or jail, any polling place,
right,
any meeting of the governing body of a county, public school district, municipality, or special districts. You can't take them into elementary schools or secondary school facilities or administrative buildings. And then you can also take one inside an establishment is licensed to carry or sell alcohol.
Gotcha. Now, I got a weird question for you. If you've walked, you've probably seen it when you go into Walmart, how it says no firearms. That is a private establishment. They can enforce that, correct?
They can enforce that,
They
yes.
can enforce that. And you would help enforce that, correct, if
yes.
something happened? Okay. All right. Anything else you want to touch on permitless before we go on?
No, I just encourage everyone to just take the time and research the statute just to become
gotcha.
A little bit more familiar with what we've discussed today. And then also there's the Florida Department of Agriculture. They give you some information on which states offer a reciprocal agreement in this aspect.
Gotcha. All right, so this is one we talked about when you first got here. I've heard we have some problems with livestock getting out lately.
Constantly, yes.
So tell me some of the things y'all have seen lately.
Well, it's just a matter of property owners and those individuals that are leasing properties just to maintain those fences. You know, at certain times of the year, cattle want to get out because the grass is greener on the other side.
Right.
And they tend to do whatever they can to get to the other side, to get to the green grass. And, you know, we've had cattle that's been struck by vehicles.
Oh,
of course, that's a liability issue for the property or the cattle owner.
Right.
So it's just a measure that can keep everyone safe.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Colonel, is there anything else you'd like the public to know before we get done here today?
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of job openings at the Sheriff's Office, so please visit our website at www.hardyso.com and check it out. We've got detention deputies, law enforcement deputies, we've got dispatcher positions available, we've got animal services positions available, crossing guards, so we've got a variety of positions available.
Well, it's like I told you when we first come in, and I quoted it off there, your Facebook page. Whoever you have doing your marketing right now is doing a great job because they have been pumping it out, and that's where I get all my information from.
We hear it daily.
Well, they're doing good. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us on Hardy Midday today. Glenn, back to you.
Thank you, Callie. And with that, we conclude our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the Speed, Smiles, and Service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. And remember, if you have an account open with First National Bank of Wauchula, you can manage your accounts anytime and anywhere you go using their electronic banking system. Your quote for the day: if you think nobody cares that you're alive, try missing a couple of payments. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Until then, have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks.
or a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.